Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, November the 22nd. It's National Go For A Ride Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's partner, the Zeddy Wheel. It's made of iron. It's a Ferris wheel. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A bit of a chilly start to the week. Currently 1 degree, feeling just a little bit cooler than that. Looking like we'll only get up to a high of 3 today. And chance of flurries this afternoon. And a random daily shout out to ride hailing apps, helping us to get to our destinations uber quickly.
Yes. Well, National Go For A Ride Day urges us to just get up and get out. Do you ever feel like you're tied to your laptop or phone or tablet or screen? Quarantine has really turned us into dogs, hasn't it? We roam the house all day looking for food, and we're told no if we get too close to strangers, and we get really excited about car rides. So make today the day to set your spirit free and enjoy your wanderlust on whatever mode of transportation suits you best. Bike, boat, car, skateboard, or sleigh soon enough. Doesn't matter what you choose. Pick a location you've always wanted to visit and make today the day you'll go. Just get up and go. So I decided that every morning this week I'm going to take a bike ride through the park at least twice, no matter how tired I get. It's really important to recycle. Let's get to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Are we going Canadian with BTO? Let It Ride?
No. We're actually going with an oldie but goodie. I think it's Canadian too. Is Tom Cochran Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. So we're going with Life Is a Highway.
Yes.
I think we've all, yeah, right? Life is a highway. There you go.
Nice.
But the funny thing about this song is that's what I remember, right? Reading the lyrics, they're like, oh, it goes a lot deeper. And I was looking into some of the things that people say were part of him writing this song. And they're saying he was actually in Africa when he wrote it, just driving. And I think they were, I can't remember which benefit concert or which song that they were creating, but he was kind of conceiving it as he was driving. But I love, again, the way it begins. Love's like the road, like a road that you travel on, where there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Beautiful, like amazingly poetic opening. Really the kind of thing you want to kind of contemplate when you don't have any particular place that you need to be, but you're just driving. So Life Is a Highway, Tom Cochran and Red Rider, just a classic, classic. And you can see where in another part of the song he talks about Mozambique. So I tend to believe the people that say he maybe was using that experience when he was in Africa as sort of a inspiration in writing the song. So yeah, take some time today, maybe go for a little drive because, you know, it's cold, so it might be easier than and just let the road take you somewhere where you've never been before. So that's the pick for today.
And thanks for making us dive into the lyrics. You know, we're used to just banging out the chorus and screaming, life is a highway, and but just to find out, you know, the real meaning down below, it's so fascinating, the writing process and what they're putting out there for us to think about.
All about inspiration, man.
All night long. All right, let us get to Ventures with Venturo. Venturo, Kickstarter week, pal. What have you got for us today?
You know, it's Monday motivation as usual. You know, sometimes you're home and a little bit frustrated and you say, you know what, I'm going to go out for a ride, because going out for a ride is such a wonderful thing, right? You're seeing nature, you're on the road, you're in the open road. If it's the summer, you can wind down your windows and you get that breeze coming into your face. And then you're driving and somebody cuts you off. And what do you do? How do you respond?
Here comes.
Is that a real question?
Different kind of salute.
Yeah, there's so many different responses that you can have, right? So whatever happens, it's always your choice in how you respond. Just remember that, right? Now, the person that cuts you off, it could be that they are having an awful day, right? It could be that somebody just broke their heart. So many things can happen for that thing to occur, for you to be now so upset with that person, right? And probably wave them off with a gesture that is not so nice. So it brings me to today's quote. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice, right? It's your choice how you respond or react to a situation, right? Now, think of how funny it would be if somebody really cut you off and you went down and you stopped at a stoplight and you said, you just smiled at them and you didn't do anything. They would probably look at you like you're weird, right? But you can share that joy with them, right? So whatever you do, guys, just remember it's your choice how you respond or react to a situation, all right? And you never know what the other person is going through. So think about that if you meet into any of those situations today. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Wow, you've already turned my day around. That's great. Great deep thought. That's perfect. Reminds me of the four agreements. Don't take it personally. Agreement number two. Yeah. Good golly. That's amazing. All right, sir. It is Monday. It is time for Monday's mystery.
Actually, I just wanted to, before the mystery, tack on to what Venturo was saying, in terms of Monday's reads that are connected to today's National Day. Doing some cleanup in the basement this weekend, I uncovered my copy of The Motorcycle Diaries about Ernesto Che Guevara. Great movie, certainly a great read, so that's something people were looking for, something a little extra to add to their list.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, and segue, of course, into a story about my uncle who built a motorcycle completely out of wood. Had a wooden frame, a wooden engine, wooden wheels, and a wooden gas tank. But he never did ride it. Not really sure why, but I guess because it wouldn't start.
I knew you were going to say it. That's the one time.
I telegraphed it that much?
The one and only time I knew that you were going to say it.
Just see the wheels in Tamik go round and round, round and round, round and round.
I'm a little concerned about the wooden gas tank. But,
that's what I'm saying.
The good thing it wouldn't start.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that is it for us, everyone. Great start to the week. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Monday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.